What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command with Logan Paulson, who spent a decade in the NFL. I'm Grant Paulson. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan from 2 to 6.30 each and every day. Logan, the stretch run is here. We are closing in on training camp. The younger players and rookies report this week, and then it won't be long. Talking about like July 28th, the veterans are showing up and everyone's getting to practice. So we have made it through the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, the promised land is right here, right around the corner, which is great. And it's just, you know, it's so funny, like the idea of like putting pads on and a helmet and getting into the season, like it's so exciting thinking about it from like a fan perspective. But I remember this time of year as a player was always a little bit nerve wracking because it's like, man, Like, am I going to make the squad? Am I in good enough shape? Am I going to handle the physicality? Like, all those things and all those questions are about to be answered for you here pretty soon. So, you know, a lot of, good luck to those guys, and hopefully it all falls the way you want it to fall if you're a player. But I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, I'll say this, having been out at training camp practices my entire childhood, the thing that always amazes me as I get older, it's so hot, so humid, so gross, how not fazed it seems like players are by that as they're running around. And I think about this all the time watching Major League Baseball as well in the heat when it's like 102 degrees and guys are out there sweating and playing and standing in the infield for 40-pitch innings or whatever. Like, to me, that is the biggest wonder of professional sports. It's like I'm just standing there on the sideline dying, and these dudes are running around. Yeah, you're getting the occasional water break, but Ashburn heat is different, man. It's just a show.
So I remember they are 100% phased by the heat. Like, it's something that comes up, you talk about it, but you get to a point where it's like, I really want this thing. I really want to make the squad. I really want to be a professional football player. And you just got to find a way to get through it, right? So you're thinking about your hydration, your nutrition. And like, I remember the first time I was out here for like a really humid, you know, Ashburn practice, because like that, the field's like in a floodplain, right? So like, it holds a lot of water. The field's a little soggy and you can just feel the moisture coming off the grass. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Like, I don't know if you've ever sweat like this, but like, where you've sweat so much where you're just naturally short of breath and you're kind of like right on the cusp of like heat exhaustion at any moment. And you're just like, I just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And I know this doesn't look good on film, but like, I can't be the one that's like, oh no, I got to take a break. You know, like, it's just like, you got to find a way to get through it. So
training camp is just different. Speaking of which, I will say there are 5 practices open to the public. Back in my day, that was 20 plus practices open to the public. I do hate
back
that.
In my day.
Yeah.
You young whippersnappers.
And this is not a like Commander's point as much as an NFL point, but literally I got receipts. Me and my brothers and my cousins, we would go stay with my aunt in Fairfax and drive back and forth 50 to 28, man, out to Ashburn, and we'd be at practices all month long at training camp. And now, you know, there are teams that have one practice. Most teams have a few more open than the Commanders do, frankly, with only 5, which I absolutely hate. But they do have another 3 open for season ticket holders last year. I think it's 6 open this year. So a total of 11 will have some fans. But I'm curious about this from a player standpoint. Do you feel like you get a lot better work in when there are no fans there based on signing autographs or, you know, keeping you from getting to the meeting room or getting inside or whatever other distractions there are? Because I just can't think of good reasons. Like the football reasons of I don't want people seeing my plays, that's ridiculous. Like, it's July. It's not a good argument. So, like, going the league's doing this, though. They're going from 20-some open practices down to 5. What is the benefit to that?
So I thought – my first thought when you brought that up, I was kind of like wondering why that is. And the first thing that came to mind was, like, I think it's because all the fans have cell phones now. So you're recording plays, you're recording explosive catches. And so a little bit of it, I think, is sometimes teams are trying to hide, like, down the roster guys and guys that are trying to get to practice squad. At least this is how, like, when I played, right? Because the practice squad was, what, 7 guys, if I remember correctly? And so, you know, like, that was a thing. Like, you wouldn't play, like, this really talented UDFA wide receiver in a preseason game because you wanted to make sure he was on your practice squad. And so I do think, like, the prevalence of social media, the prevalence of phones and cameras and things to videotape, things to post, things to record. And it's not necessarily plays, but it's also personnel, how you're running your practice. Like, there is some, like, you know, what is that? Like, just secret, like how the sauce is made. There's a little bit of that going on here. And so, like, when I'm on other teams' social medias and I see a cool drill, I'm like, oh, I wonder why they're running that. And I will say there are certain drills that show way more to football people than, like, to the layperson fan, for example. Like, I'll watch something, I'm like, oh, they're obviously installing this type of play, right, just based on the drill work that they're doing. So I do think there is a little bit of that going on. But that was my initial thought. It's got to be because there's more people recording practice than there's ever been before.
So it definitely has to be part of it, right? And everyone has, like, their own everyone essentially has the ability to do their own show, and a lot of fans have their own followings and those types of things. So, like, that's probably legitimate. I guess what I would say, though, is, like, 2012, man. I mean, you guys never showed what you actually ran one time at a practice, even with the media. And we were there a ton more than even fans were. And yeah, you were ready to come out and go number one in yards per play on offense. So I guess I just like the notion that on July 28th or August 3rd, you need to be running the thing you're running on September 4th or 15th, I don't agree with. The other part would be, teams have been able to do it forever. And like, let's say you see the thing you just said on another team's social account where you can pick up on something that I might not. How big of a deal is that? It just isn't to me.
Well, so I think just
teams
as
are mostly running the same stuff, you know?
Yeah. So I think one of the things, like, just as a fan and as someone that has pretty good access to the team currently, like, one of the things, like, is this Durante Jones defense is new. Right. So, and it's going to be a slightly different than Brian Flores' defense. Right. And so during spring, we didn't see a ton of pressure. Right. We didn't see a lot of like blitzes. We didn't see a lot of zero. We didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a fact. And so, like, is it going to be different? Are they hiding that stuff? Like, what are the check? Like, there is some like minutia here that is important to hide, I think. Right. Like, utilization of players, like formations, like that stuff, I think it does have an effect. And I go back to your 2012 example, because again, we didn't show any of our 50 series run stuff. And it's this huge surprise week one. And it's not only a surprise week one, but I'd say it's a surprise for like the first three games, because teams haven't had time to rule it out, kind of prepare. Like, you can, and giving a team a week to prepare for a 50 series run, as an example, is tough. And so, like, if you've got pressures you're hiding, if you've got coverages you're hiding, that is significant. And especially this year, because the DC's new and the offensive coordinator's new. So for this team, it makes sense. But for a team like, I don't know, like Green Bay, where the head coach has been there for a long time, the OC's been there for a long time, like, you know what that is going to be pretty acutely, right? Like, so hiding stuff becomes less relevant, in my opinion, because you kind of know what they like to call, when they like to call it. And that's just from the film that they've had for the last 3 or 4 years. So for the Commanders, it makes a lot of sense to me. I think it's the right way to approach it, quite honestly, for competitive advantage. Like, everyone talks about this murderer's row the first 4 or 5 games of the season. Like, I'm looking for every opportunity, and I think this does give that. Now, why the league is doing it as a whole, I'm not quite as clear on why that is, but for the Commanders, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I want them to have every advantage they can, especially you talk about the defensive side of the ball with Durante Jones. I think it makes a lot of sense not to show it. I guess my counter argument would be there's plenty of time to get that in and to still have your training camp practices.
But I think the thing is like, yes, that is true. But if I'm really trying to detail my work, the more time on task that I can get, the better, right? So, like, let's say, for example, you know, back in 2010, there's 20 practices that are open, everyone's out there. And then all of a sudden, like, the 2 weeks that are closed before the first game, we're getting our, like, kind of actual game plan stuff going. If I'm, as a coach, this is just my personal opinion as a player, like, I want more reps with the stuff we're going to be doing. And if those closed practices allow us more repetitions with the thing that we're going to be doing, or we're anticipating doing week one, I think there is a big competitive advantage there. Like, and like, I think of it from a player perspective, like, I always found it funny, like, when leaving training camp, just how different those first 2 weeks felt. And I was always kind of like, why didn't we work on this stuff?
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
You know, 3 weeks ago, a little bit of it, I think, is because practice is open and they're a little bit concerned about who's going to see what. So
it's possible. I mean, I guess we'll see if they're working on that stuff when people aren't there. Right. And that'll be indicative if they're still not. In other words, a lot of the mini camp practices and things were practices without fans, but there were some media there. So they're still not doing that kind of stuff.
Correct.
They don't want the media to see it. So if the media is there, which they'll be at most of these practices and they can't let them see it, then that kind of goes against the argument. But I certainly see what you're getting at. There's got to be a reason. That's why I ask. I mean, it's not a Commander's point. Again, it's a league-wide point. I just think there are teams like the Commanders that should be trying to grow their tent where you want to introduce new fans. So, like, you know, my son wants to go to a practice. There's 5 open practices, and the tickets get scooped within the first hour. My nephew and my brother hit me up. Hey, when do you want to go to training camp practice? Sorry, buddy, too late. There were only 5 open practices. They're already all gone. That's not good for growing your base and having the reason I'm a fan of this team, I'm not doing a bit, is because of the days I spent out in Ashburn getting pictures with players, getting autographs, meeting guys when I was 7 years old in Frostburg and in Carlisle, meeting guys in line for the ice cream that are riding their bikes around. And I guess it's just a little bit of like an old man watching the world change and shaking his fist at the sea. But there's like a real value loss. Now, the point of the game is to win football games. So if we're going, hey, this is an area where we're prioritizing like the football operation over the business side of things, I totally get that. But I guess I'm not convinced of that like the work is necessarily going to be different. But if it is, then I'll stand down on that. But again, it's league-wide. It's not really a Commander's point.
Sure.
An annual issue, but training camp's always been one of my favorite times of the year. The work you get in as a team, kind of the bonding is really good. I've always been proponent of going away for training camp too. Did you? I don't think you ever did. Did you?
We went to Richmond. We did the Richmond thing for.
I guess Richmond works for that. I mean, because you stayed in a. It's essentially the same. Like you stayed in a dorm or a hotel. I guess it was. Yeah. How did you like it, Richmond versus Ashburn?
I mean, I always liked Ashburn. I just preferred Ashburn for training camp because, like, I got to see my family. It was easier to see my family. Like, we still stayed in a hotel. We stayed in, like, with that Hilton Garden Inn off of 267 and get bussed in the morning, same type of deal. But, like, on the off day, like, I got to go see my wife, right? Like, that was really
nice. Did everybody
nice.
Stay in the hotel or, like, the super veteran star types get to go home?
So, when I was there in 2010 with Mike, so 2011 and 10, everyone stayed in the hotel. And then as it got older and Jay got here, people could leave and people had more discretion about where they could stay depending on who they were on the team, for example. So obviously it kind of lost that like training camp feel, so to speak. But yeah, I do think there is value to like being with the guys, like, you know, down in Richmond, like you're with the guys all the time. So you're going to go out to eat with them on your off day, go see a movie, do something like that. And so I think there's merit to it. I just preferred it up here because I was able to like, you know, go home, sleep my own bed. It just made that process easier, but I understand like that doesn't out my personal preference doesn't outweigh the value of some of these.
If you ran a team, how would you want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd probably, you know, because I'm lazy, I'd probably want to stay in my own home and do it that way. But I also, again, like I sometimes you have to do to make a good team, you have to do things you don't want to do. And I think that would be one thing that I would definitely look at. Like, can we get a nice location, get the boys together? Because I think it's also good for the coaching staff, right? Because like really like all you are thinking about for training camp when you're remote is ball, right? So it kind of gets you in the groove of the season. And I remember talking to Kyle Shanahan about this in 2011. He's like, it really is a nice break in terms of training camp. Because like what people don't know is like you kind of get in this training camp schedule, and then you go right into season. And the schedule kind of stays the same. And so when you lose that kind of like, oh, we're in Richmond, now we're back in Ashburn, it makes that preseason process seem really, really long. And so I do think there is value to that too, just to kind of break up the monotony of like training camp, preseason, and then that like kind of funny 2-week period right before the first game starts. So yeah, I think I definitely think there's value to it, even though it's a little bit more, it requires a little bit more stress on, you know, like maybe your personal life. But again, like you're trying to win football games, so let's win football
games. Yeah. Is the juice worth the squeeze? I think I'm going full Herman Boone on this thing. I think we're going to like Harrisonburg or something, and we're staying in the dorms at James Madison University for like fifth. And we're not doing some like 4-day training camp, okay? We're going like 24 days, you know what I'm saying? We're just getting after it. Like NFLPA be damned. We are grinding, baby.
Yeah, I wouldn't like playing for it, I don't think. Because, again, I think that now also, too, I think the other thing is the logistics. Like, people think, oh, yeah, players go stay. But the logistics of training camp now are crazy. Like, they're bringing all the hard drives and the computers and the projectors, and it has to sit a certain number of people in the dining hall, and it has to be this kind of food that they can prepare. It's not like it was where it's like, hey, we're having – bologna and cheese sandwiches for lunch, boys. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Like it's a refined machine. So these processes where teams leave and go to different locations is a lot, I think.
It's a pain.
But it's a lot.
Plenty of teams still do it.
No, 100%. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying it's not like, hey, grab your knapsack, boys. We're going to go for a camp. And like, you know, now people like, think about the athletes now, like, I was talking to someone the other day. It's like, oh, I got to make sure my humidifier is right and the air purifier I brought is good, and I'm bringing my own mattress to this remote location. It's not – it's a different type of athlete, different type of prep, I think, now than it used to be.
Take Command with Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson. The Commanders getting ready to head to training camp. Let's take a look at which Commanders player ended up getting ranked in the top 10 in his position group. We'll do that next.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, Make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!